A cry Randir heard, for he had come to the edge of the ruin. But even as he stepped forward towards Niniel, he was halted and stood still. For at the cry of Niniel, Glaurung stirred for the last time, and a quiver ran through all his body, and he opened his baleful eyes a slit, and the moon gleamed in them. As gasping he spoke, "Hail, Nienor, daughter of Húrin! We meet again where we end. I give you joy that you have found your brother at last, and now you shall know him, a stabber in the dark, treacherous to foes, faithless to friends, and a curse unto his kin, Túrin, son of Húrin. But the worst of all his deeds you shall feel in yourself." Then Nienor sat as one stunned, but Glaurung died. And with his death, the veil of his malice fell from her, and all her memory grew clearer before her. From day unto day, neither did she forget any of those things that had befallen her since she lay on Hauthen Eleth, and her whole body shook with horror and anguish. But Brandir, who had heard all, was stricken and leaned against a tree. And suddenly Nienor started to her feet, and stood pale as a wraith in the moon, and looked down on Túrin and cried, "Farewell, O twice beloved! A Túrin Túrambar Túrun Ambartanen, master of doom by doom mastered, oh, happy to be dead!" Then, distraught with woe and the horror that had overtaken her, she fled wildly from that place, and Brandir stumbled after her, crying, "Wait, wait, Liniel!" One moment she paused, looking back with staring eyes. "Wait," she cried, "wait! That was ever your counsel. Would that I had heeded. But now it is too late, and now I will wait no more upon Middle-earth." And she sped on before him. Swiftly she came to the brink of Cabed en Arras, and there stood and looked on the loud water, crying, "Water! Water! Take now Niniel Nienor, daughter of Húrin! Mourning, mourning daughter of Morwen! Take me and bear me down to the sea!" With that, she cast herself over the brink, a flash of white swallowed in the dark chasm, a cry lost in the roaring of the river.